People ask me, what was the hardest thing about being a hostage?
Folk spyr meg, kvad var ta torførasta við at vera gísl?
The hardest thing for me was I saw what I was really like.
Ta hærasta fyrir meg var at eg sá kvar eg var like hann er, lavar.
In one swift moment in time, everything I had except Martin was taken away.
Vi ein ekna brøy var alt uta Martin, alt sum eg heyrði tíki fram.
And when everything is gone,
and
you're in an uncomfortable position,
og tú ert í einari óbehagliga situasjon,
you see what's really in your heart.
So sást tú hvat veruleikan býr í tínum hjarta.
I was born into a loving Christian family.
Eg var fødd inn í eina kærleiksfulla trúgvandi familie.
I became a believer in Jesus at an early age.
Eg kom sum vend til tíva smáta.
Married this terrific guy with an incredible gift of flying airplanes.
Og legistis fantastiska mannen som har otroliga gåvor att vara flygskeppare.
And we decided we wanted to make a difference in the world.
Og vi satte oss för att vi ville att göra mål i hemmet.
So we packed up and left the American dream.
So vi packa og vi fóri á stað frá tí amerikanska dreymnum.
To go to the Philippines.
Og fóri til Filippseyjarnar.
Where Martin flew food and medicine and cargo and people.
Og her flei Martin við mata og mennesjun og vøra.
Into some of the most primitive places in the world.
Til nokkra tíma mest latskomnu plássum í heiminum.
And I was a pretty good person.
Og eg var faktisk ein rættliga góð persón.
I thought I was anyway.
Ta helti allan fyrir.
But in the jungle I came face to face with a gracia that I didn't want to see.
Men oi framskonn stóð eg andlit til andlit við eina gracia sum eg ikki hevði hug til at síggja.
A me that I didn't even want to believe existed.
Ein gracia sum eg ikki hevði hug til at síggja eksistera í heila tíð.
I saw a hateful gracia.
Eg sá eina hatursfulla gracia.
There were days I really hated those Muslims for what they were doing to us.
Ta var dagar har eg virkelig hata þessa muslimar på grund av tusen ta gjorde jag.
For the pain they were causing my family.
Og fyrir ta pínuna sum ta hevði alla okkara familie.
I saw a covetous gracia.
Eg sá eina hatursfulla gracia.
When we were starving and I would see them with food and they didn't share it with me.
Ta eg hungrai, la vit hungrai og sá tær hetta mat og ta vildi ikki deila ta við meg.
I envied what they had.
Ta var ömsjuk inn at sum tær hetta.
I saw a despairing gracia.
Eg sá eina vonlausa gracia.
Nobody cares about us anymore.
Oh, onchan legna gui okkunung.
This has gone on for so long. Everyone's forgotten us.
Otla glant okkun, tí hetta kinji fyrir so lanchu nú.
I saw a faithless gracia.
Eg sá eina trúlausa gracia.
Here is a journal entry that I scribbled one day on a borrowed piece of paper.
Hetta ein pasta der boysna sum Jerusalem nýr ein dagin.
And a pen that hardly worked.
Ein penna sum næstan ikki virkaði og er langt meir sitja pappír.
And it's not very pretty.
Hetta ikki ein pen der bók. Her stendur: Og der var ein strævan der. Kuy lit gut með loya der inn og der út. Sætna fastum undi tinki fram að sjálvar. Mastum bi me um stetta upp. I have a rot av ein góður gusla. At vera tólin. Men kvæð hesa jast. Ofta ein halv manna í jingnir og í er hér. Gud hesa funt við de lúg og er tøy mich mal.
Hebrews 4:12 says.
Og í Hebreabrann 4:12 lesa vit. Tui or Guds levandi og hefur kraft og kvassar er nakka tui ikki svør. Ta fer við jöknum intil ta kløyvur sjál og anda, leir og merk og dømur hugsanir og ræjasta.
And we may look together on the outside.
Og kaska tucha vit utle hava ta gott utana.
And we may have a lot of props that keep life going well for us.
Og ta kan vera tinchna ganga vel fyrir okkum.
Whether it's your family or your career or your home.
Ta kamera familjan karriera nella sitai.
But God sees what we truly are on the inside.
Men Gud ser kvar vi vit veri lata ner innan vi.
But God is good.
Men Gud er góð.
And he knows our frame.
Og han kjenner kvar vi er.
And he remembers that we are dust.
Og han minnes at vi er dust, vi er støv.
And he loves us and he's on our side when we're weak and needy.
Og han elskar okkun og han er på okkara side ta vit er veik og hava tørvir.
And you know God didn't wait for me to get my act together in the jungle.
Og herran boya í sin effektivt me saman her uti frumskóna.
even as I complained at him for keeping us there for so long, he began working in my heart. I asked Martin one day, where is the love, the joy, the peace, the contentment? You know, all those things that are supposed to characterize believers in Jesus? Where are those things? I look at myself and I see the bad and the worst. Where is the good? And Martin said, love, joy, peace. Those aren't things that you can just find within yourself. Those are gifts from the Holy Spirit of God. And let's ask for them. Well, I had tried and failed to find those things within myself for months. So we began to pray and ask God to build those good things in our hearts. It seems like either we were running for our lives from the military for days on end, totally exhausted, or we were in what we thought was a safe place. You know, hiding out, laying low, totally bored. And every once in a while, during those days and weeks of boredom, a magazine or something to read would make its way into the camp. We especially liked Reader's Digest. We would read those till they fell apart. And we really liked the jokes. And one day Martin read this one to me.
Kona mín sum lærari hevur biðið sína 11 ár gamla nemingar um at brúka gott frásigandi mál í stílinum tey skuldu skriva. Hon var skuffað tá ein drongur ikki kundi finna upp á eitt friari lýsingarorð enn størst tá hann skuldi lýsa eitt slott. Hon beð hann skriva setningin um aftur. Soleiðis ljóði hann erfir. Eg fór inn í slottet sum var størst og tá eg sigi størst, so meini eg størst.
A day or so later, Martin said to me, you know, I've been thinking about that joke and about something Jesus said. Jesus said, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, be the servant of all. And I think when he said all, he meant all. He didn't mean all, but the terrorists holding you hostage. And I watched Martin start to serve those guys. There was this one kid,
57.
I'm sure that probably wasn't his real name, but that's what we called him,
57.
His job was to carry the M57 through the jungle. An M57 is heavy weaponry. It's a 5 or 6 foot long metal tube. Actually, it looks kind of like Yagvan's bassoon. And during a gun battle, it had a 3-pronged tripod, you know, little feet that would come down. And they would put the mortar into the front, and they would lob the bomb at the bad guys.
Och så kunde de sikta efter fienden.
Which in our case was the Philippine military.
Well,
57 was always in a bad mood. I told Martin, I called him 57 because for 57 days in a row he'd been in a bad mood. Well, one day we were in a gun battle. And in that battle, we had some casualties, and so did the military. The Abu Sayyaf killed a medic, a point man, and a radio man.
Abu Sayyaf drap en fysioterapeut and a guide or a telegraphist.
Which means we gained a medical bag, a weapon, and a radio.
Det vill så säga att vi fick en medicintaska och vi fick ett vapen och ett radio.
Well, the next day when no one was looking, Martin and I went through the medical bag and we stole some things we thought we were going to need.
So for we the jet medicine just now stole the things so we told everything appropriate.
Some pain reliever, some antibiotics.
Punstitland tabletter och näka som är mot infektion.
And we hid it amongst our stuff.
Och så gömde vi det i våra ting.
Oh, we learned that 57 suffered from headaches. That's why he was always in such a bad mood. And every time we would see him start to rub his temples, Martin would take him pain reliever.
So for Martin, efter han kom punnestidlandet till hans.
That guy's attitude towards us changed totally. They eventually sent 57 out on a striking force. A striking force is 15 or 20 guys who would go out to another area of the island.
And that strushmeyen var 15-20 man som fore.
And they would raid a village or something in order to keep the attention away from our group. And when 57 came back a few weeks later, he was all smiles when he saw Martin. He gave him that two-cheeked Muslim greeting. Gradually, as we prayed, God began giving us the victories in ourselves. Those victories we really, really wanted to see. We started seeing them as the needy kids that they were. My hatred was replaced with concern and even love for them. Contentment and joy began to grow in my heart. As I learned to thank God for the good things I saw every day. Instead of dwelling on the bad.
Hebrews 4:16.
And your need today is not due to being held in the jungle. But your need is real and your need is great. Your first need is to have a Savior. That's what everyone in this whole world needs, is a Savior from their sin. And Jesus died to take care of your sin problem. But the other needs, they're as many as the people there are in this room today. Come boldly to God with your need. With what's on your heart today. He's there to help you when you need it. Thank you.